Hey guys, just a moment.
Ms. Bridell, how are you?
I'm good, and you're live.
Thank you.
Testing my mic.
Hey, Scott, you're alive.
All right. Sorry about that. My AirPods weren't working.
That's okay. It's a Monday. Electronics shouldn't work until like Wednesday or Thursday. So you're all right. For those in the audience, good afternoon. See John and Karen. Good to see you guys. Okay, Ned, did you need any additional support?
No, I'm bringing up the final presentation now, and I'm going to try to share my screen. Just a second, Jenny. And then I'm going to hand it over to Scott. Okay, Scott.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Apologies for the electronics delay. So we are here today to discuss the Fairfax decking removal, which is currently an ongoing work activity. We've just completed, I believe, our third weekend of actual full closures and then our fourth weekend of work relating to this. Today, we're just going to review the information that was in previous presentations, but we're also going to make note of a schedule change fairly early on. So weekends 1 through 4 have been done under the current approval that we got from the Board of Public Works. All 4 of those weekends were scheduled and had work executed on them. Our normal number 5 weekend, which would be this upcoming weekend, November 4th through November 7th, has been postponed due to a local event, specifically LACMA. We weren't able to necessarily reconcile our work zones with the closure that they were required. So we have pushed our weekend number 5 to November 11th to the 14th, which happens to be Veterans Day weekend. So at this point now, I'll continue into the main presentation just so we know what each of these phases actually represents as far as full closures and everything. If you have heard this before and have any questions, please feel free to interrupt me as we go along. This should be a fairly well exercise. So next slide, if you please, Ned. Ned, you good to go?
Yeah, I'm just a second, Scott.
No problem.
It's not moving. Wait a minute. There we go, Scott.
All right. So for each of our decking weekends, we close Wilshire Boulevard over a certain area. Beginning at 9 p.m. on Friday nights and continuing through 6 a.m. on Monday mornings, the following Monday, I should say. That's the greatest possible extent to these closures. We do have work happening. we do have work happening earlier on Friday as a measure of setup. We tend to utilize p.m. peak hours to help us out with that. But generally, we still do allow traffic in at least one lane in each direction. So it's before we get to a full closure. We have requested approval to extend work hours as late as 12 noon on Monday. We have never had to use this, not even over at La Brea back when we were doing this over the summer. This is purely an emergency contingency in the event that the road is just simply not drivable, or at least safely drivable. Once we get to Monday morning. So our first weekend of decking occurred over October 7th to October 10th. As I mentioned before, we've completed now our fourth weekend of decking removal. And in addition to that, a number of the other activities that go along with it. Phase one is set to expire just after Thanksgiving. So we've got a couple of holidays coming up. Where we'll be working November 11th and 14th, as well as November 18th to 21, then Thanksgiving. And then our final weekend will be the first weekend of the holiday moratorium period, which we do have an approval to proceed to work on. That's December 2nd to the 5th. So this specific area basically brings us from about Ogden Drive all the way up to Fairfax Avenue. In that area, Wilshire is fully closed off. We have a hard closure set up just one block to the east of here at Spalding Avenue, and then the hard closure on the eastbound side or the western side of our work zone is right at Fairfax Avenue. And we'll actually be able to see that in our detour map, which is the next slide. So here's a look at the detour route for our phase one decking removal. All traffic is diverted basically. If you're traveling eastbound, you go north on Fairfax and then east on 6th Street, south on La Brea, and then at that point you can continue eastbound at Wilshire. The westbound detour is exactly the reverse. You're traveling westbound on Wilshire, you'll be forced north at La Brea Avenue, and then west at 6th Street, and then south at Fairfax, whereupon you can continue over to Wilshire Boulevard. I do want to point out that all of these side streets in between, local access is still maintained. You just won't be able to drive on Wilshire. We have signs up and everything like that. But if you're traveling along 6th Street or 8th Street and you need to get to Wilshire Boulevard, you can do so through any of these side streets all the way up until Spalding. Next slide, please. So once we're done with phase one, we'll continue directly into phase two. We understood that the impact of the intersection would be, frankly, untenable during the holiday moratorium period. So we have pushed it out to the very first weekends of the year. It's going to be January 6th to 9th and then January 13th to the 16th. Phase two encompasses the entirety of the Wilshire-Fairfax intersection. So not only are there impacts on Wilshire Boulevard, but there are impacts along Fairfax Avenue going both north and south. We have a number of detours. It'll be easier to visualize with the map, but as with phase one, we begin our work at 9 p.m. on Friday nights and continue through 6 a.m. the following Monday. We do have approval to extend those hours to as late as 12 noon on Monday. But again, we've never needed to use it. We don't ever anticipate needing to use it. It's purely there as a contingency. Next slide, please, Matt. So here's a look at the detour routes. We'll start with Fairfax Avenue just because those will be fairly brand new. If you're traveling southbound on Fairfax Avenue, you'll be forced to turn eastbound onto 6th Street, southbound to La Brea Avenue, whereupon you will continue on La Brea Avenue until you get to westbound Olympic. And then at that point, you can continue, you can take a left onto southbound Fairfax Avenue or utilize San Vicente, but the signed detour route for southbound Fairfax is what you see on this page in blue. The northbound Fairfax detour is pretty much that in reverse, northbound Fairfax to eastbound Olympic to northbound La Brea to westbound 6th Street, and then to northbound Fairfax Avenue. The eastbound Wilshire detour route actually has two implements to it. You'll have a signed one at La Cienega Boulevard, and you'll have another one at San Vicente. They, the one where you go south, it's La Cienega, will continue to take you along Olympic eastbound all the way until you get to La Brea, at which point you go north on La Brea and then continue onto eastbound Wilshire. If you take the San Vicente detour, you will continue to take San Vicente south and east until you hit La Brea, move north, and then back onto Wilshire at east, back onto eastbound Wilshire Boulevard. The westbound detour is actually a little bit more compact than that. Westbound Wilshire to southbound La Brea to westbound Olympic to northwestbound, basically San Vicente, and then continue right on to Wilshire Boulevard. This is the most advanced detour route that I've ever seen for this project, but this is what will be signed. As with phase one, all of these local streets that are in between, they will be accessible. The only thing is you will not be able to drive along Wilshire Boulevard between South La Brea and Fairfax, and you will not be able to drive along Fairfax, basically from San Vicente to up to the Wilshire intersection, and then it looks like 6th Street between there. But luckily, all of that is accessible via the side streets that you have there. In particular, 8th Street should be fairly usable. And yeah, now go ahead. We'll finish it off with phase three. So phase three will encompass the remainder of our Wilshire Fairfax station. The station itself crosses not only through the intersection, but a little bit to the west on Fairfax. As with phase one and two, we can work at 9 p.m. on Friday nights and continue through 6 a.m. on Monday mornings. We have the same emergency contingency for 12 noon as well. This will happen immediately after phase two removal. So once we're done with those first two weekends in January, we will move on to basically January 20th to the 23rd, 27th to the 30th, and then we'll creep into February and be done just before Valentine's Day. Take place over 4 weeks. Perfect. And then we'll throw up the detour routes just so it's a little bit easier to digest. So here are the detour routes. The easiest one, if you're traveling on westbound Wilshire, you'll be detoured at Fairfax Avenue to go southbound, and then at that point, northwestbound San Vicente to westbound Wilshire. And then the eastbound detour should look fairly familiar. It's exactly identical to the one we had for phase two. So southbound La Cienega to eastbound Olympic, all the way over to La Brea, northbound, and then on to Wilshire. If you opt not to take La Cienega, you will be forced to move basically southbound San Vicente all the way down until you hit La Brea, northbound La Brea, and then to eastbound Wilshire. I will point out, unlike with phase one and two, all of Wilshire between Fairfax and La Brea will be drivable. You will be able to travel both eastbound and westbound. Eastbound, certainly, if you're coming up from side streets, westbound, there will be no restrictions on you until you get to the intersection at Fairfax. Next slide. So here's a rough idea of what our decking removal looks like. Those of you who have been around since the beginning of the project might recognize this as our decking placement slides. Essentially what we do is exactly that, but in reverse. Now that the station itself, or at least the major infrastructure for the station has been fully built out, our roofs, our walls, those are all poured in these areas where we're going to be removing the decking. We no longer have any need for it. We can start restoring the streets, and this is kind of the first big step that goes along with it. So around our decking area, you can pretty much envision huge amounts of equipment moving things in and out. Backfilling in particular is a huge thing for this. There's a significant amount of space between the roof and where the actual street surface is. In a lot of these areas, it requires a lot of slurry backfilling to basically get the surface level to match with where the actual street level is going to be. We also have cranes to remove the actual deck panels. They're incredibly heavy pieces of concrete that have been sustaining the Wilshire Fairfax traffic basically for about the last 4 years. And then, of course, large flatbed trucks to get the equipment in and out. Next slide, please. Once we complete an area, we move on to the next, and then ultimately kind of pave all of them at once. It kind of depends how exactly, you know, whether or not the sections are working or immediately next to each other. We have had reason to move the sequencing here and there. Actually, before we move on, I do see a question in the Q&A. Are these slides available for download online? Yeah, Johnny, I believe Ned will be able to send you a direct link to this. The PowerPoint itself might be too big to send via email, but we should be able to give you access to it. Sorry, I only just noticed that. All right, next slide, please. So just a quick review on what we can expect to see: cranes, haul trucks, concrete pumps, loaders, saw cutters, jackhammers. Those are less and less frequent, but we do have them occasionally. And then as well as rollers, once we're pouring asphalt below ground, we'll have our compact excavators as well as man lifts and forklifts. But as we get closer to the surface, it's less and less necessary to have anything underground. Next slide, please. So here's a rough schedule of what you can expect to see at any given hour of our work. We begin to implement the traffic control on Friday nights, and then from there, it is a continuous movement of staging equipment, deck panel removal, slurry backfill. This would be what an average weekend looks like, especially if we're planning on pouring, but there are differences from weekend to weekend. Next slide, please. So here's a more concise look at what our individual schedules would look like. Design builder begins to remove deck panels. All of this will be available in the PowerPoint link. Next slide, please. And just the last part of it, asphalt placement, city agencies, testing the asphalt just to make sure it's drivable. All of that is part of our pouring weekends. Next slide, please. So just as an outreach schedule, we started talking about this all the way back in May of 2022. We had our first discussions with representatives of Council District 5. Following that, it's been just an intensive succession of meetings, quarterly webinars, and then of course, invite-only presentations, much like with this one. And then every week, we have been sending out brief descriptors of the work upcoming in our weekly look ahead, and that will continue until we're done with this. I believe I see another from Johnny. Oh, perfect. Yes, thank you for providing your email, Johnny. So that is the end of the presentation. I don't see any questions at the moment, but if you do have any, please feel free to let us know. We can probably hang on here for a couple of more minutes.
You're welcome to email me That is Racine, R-A-C-I-N-E-N, at metro.net. And I'd like to mention something. Decking removal is a sign that the project is progressing. If you need to continue to open the deck panels and bring stuff into the station and take it out, you don't do decking removal. So this is a sign that the station roof is progressing, which also means the station is progressing. One of those signs that work is getting done.
All right. Well, if that's all, thank you for joining us this afternoon. And if you do have any questions, please feel free to email Ned. He's usually pretty good at getting them to me immediately. If there's any pressing questions that you've forgotten about or haven't quite put the words to just yet, but luckily we're getting through. We've gotten through the last couple of weeks without any delays, without any sizable issues or anything like that. The only real thing that's changed here is the scheduling of weekend number 5. Instead of this upcoming weekend, we'll be giving everybody a bit of a break, minus the closure that LACMA needs for their event. But we will be out there over Veterans Day weekend. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you all. And write us if you have any questions, please. Bye-bye.